Hello, and welcome to Centre of the Universe, a D&D podcast where four mates go over the hills and far away in the magical land of the fairies. There's Will, who plays Bubba, a gnome sorcerer.
I begin to realise that this consistency is particularly prevalent to me because what I'm in is I'm in Source.
Mike, a half-orc barbarian called Marshall the Shady.
I shout at them in whatever I speak, English.
And Alex, a dragonborn rogue called Ups.
That's mine. Give me that. Your little acquaintances pilfered that from my knapsack.
And I'm Jody, your dungeon master.
So, can I just remind everybody that we have a wooden puzzle box?
Oh, yeah, that traps someone's soul in it.
When did that happen?
You can trap someone's soul in it. Bubba got that on a side adventure.
Oh. I did, yeah. Did I not trap a soul? I thought I trapped a soul in it.
Can we trap the ice wizard in it?
I mean, anything's possible. It's a fucking fantasy world.
We need to get that mirror back, so let's trap the ice wizard in that. What's this little stone?
Those are the shadow stones that you've been, remember your quest?
What?
The quest? The reason you're here?
The shadow stones.
So you're saying I've got the wand with the magic missile. Does that mean you want magic missile back?
No, because your wand casts that spell.
Right, okay. I understand.
But magic missile also should be written on your character sheet. I've taken the liberty of upping you all to level 4.
Thanks. Yeah. I forgot to do it.
It's fine. Okay. I just took average hit points rather than roll it, and I decided to increase your dex because I thought at 8th level you could have dex 18, and that sounds good for you. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We're recording now.
I'm recording.
So can we also...
We can cut this bit out. I mean, it's just... Sometimes there's some little nuggets.
Cut it out because we're going to talk about all these crimes we've done.
Can we not forget that we have a staff that turns into a giant snake if you throw it on the floor?
And is that my staff?
I've never heard of
it's
that.
My staff.
We've had it for ages. 2 years we've
you
had
got it from
things.
The...
We've been playing for 2 years.
We've been playing since before the pandemic.
Technically, our first game was 2019, I want to say.
I was working at QMUL.
Game 4 years.
How long have I known you guys?
Mate, I met you when you had dreads. That's how long I've known you. Before that was cultural appropriation.
I think Faye and I were reminiscing about that flat in Weybridge that you, her and Ollie lived in.
Who's got the dagger?
You have the very sharp dagger.
I have a wicked sharp dagger.
Wicked sharp.
Wicked sharp.
No, it's not.
So Will,
it's not as nice as the flat you're in now and you're upgrading from it.
Use your sneaky stuff.
I have used it before.
He used it to great effect in the avalanche fight.
Yeah, right.
He threw it at a goblin, it wrapped around. No, he threw it at the Yeti. I think it might be the thing that killed the Yeti.
Yeah, and then Mike started. You just forgotten because Mike started wearing it as a coat.
Are you wearing the snake and the Yeti then?
No, I've still got the staff.
Oh, okay.
You do have a Yeti.
Dangling the snake out of the front of my trousers.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's
Jesus. we all got these things as well.
Yeah, Marshall has the lightning javelin and the gloves of arrow catching.
The gloves.
Use the things.
No one fires arrows at you, really.
Well, when someone fires an arrow,
they're too busy getting slaughtered by his battle axe to be firing arrows.
That's your holy symbol. It's the Eye of Grumpsh.
Whose holy symbol?
Actually, his trinket was a multicoloured stone disc.
Are we still talking about Mikey Snake?
The ancient arrow always. Is made by Elvin Fletcher's...
I might start calling my Woody the trinket.
Ammunition. The trinket.
Oh, babe, I've got a trinket for you.
So who's got the arrow that makes him a friend of elves?
Ancient arrow. That was his trinket.
You guys remember more of the shit than I do.
And you actually listen to the podcast.
No, I don't. I used to. Not anymore. I used to when it was good.
We've had 953 plays in total.
So 53, really, if you don't count mine.
Don't count me. Because I listened to them all twice. For quality assurance.
At some point, I am going to listen to them all. But I kind of wanted to get... Like, when you watch a movie, and like you're like, oh, I really enjoyed that movie, I'll watch that again, but I'll wait till I can't really remember it that well.
I don't really remember anything that we've done.
In the entire time we've had each other. We used to be in a band. You should check this record out. It's really good.
There's a quote that still lives rent free in my head that was like, I was like, oh, blah, 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 you guys had a bit of a party last night or something like that. Or it was a bit lame, but you guys made it cool. And you was like, I make everything cool.
I quite like the idea of your feed having blackjack and hookers. Like, you made me smile.
Right. Have you all got your character sheets and all of that, Gubbins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gubbin.
We may need it. So, yeah, you eventually made it to...
I have a question though. Have we covered what's going on?
Not
Vicky's about to tell you.
You can.
I have a question. What are you about to tell us?
I think you guys took a short rest in the snow, if I remember, because you got fucked up by the goblins. The ice goblins.
Will and I were unconscious, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I've got 5 hit points remaining. I'm not well. And I've only got 5 hit points.
That might be from
I've got 8.
The session before, and it hasn't been updated. So do you know what?
We've had a long rest.
You've had a long rest. Found...
Has anyone got a pencil with a rubber on the back?
Yeah.
He said, looking down at J.D. Rocher.
There's a whole bag full of pencils.
Does
there.
Does that mean I have... I'm at max hit points?
Yes.
Max hit points. Yeah, yeah, let's just do it. I just think it's easier than trying to remember from between adventures. So, in that case, let's just say that Miranda the Foundling was, she was saving them up, but she had a bag with some special berries in it, and you ate those, you ate those special berries.
I remember the berries.
Remember berries. And it was like having a long rest. But now there are no more berries. She's run out. Her bag is empty, I'm afraid. You're going to have to call your guy.
You're going to have to pick up another device for the next time you need us to...
Jibdanulary.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds legit.
So, to really, really quickly recap, you made it to the Ice Wizard. The Ice Wizard turned out to have an annoying French accent that you didn't like.
Generally didn't like the Ice Wizard at all.
He took the mirror off you and said that's his payment. He'll help you out, but you need more green gems. He suggested you go to the Giant's Castle, which Miranda is like, okay, that fits in. She wants to go to the Giant's Castle to kill the Giant King.
I thought she wanted to kill the Queen.
No, she wants to kill the Giant King.
Miranda?
The Foundling. Remember the little girl that you chased into a dark wood?
And we were like, don't wait, come back, little girl.
Bit awkward, not very funny.
sounds like us.
We still have a small dog with us, don't we?
I beg your pardon?
We still have a small dog with us, don't we?
Dylan the dog? Oh, yeah.
There he is. What?
Dog. Foundling.
It's two NPCs. It's two voices. Sometimes I'll talk to myself in two different voices. Sometimes three.
And what do you do when you play Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. So, you leave the ice caverns. Dylan has a strained look on his face. You remember?
I can relate.
Stay pooping.
I did that in the wizard cave.
Good boy. So where were we?
Yeah.
Talking about your toxic relationships. Sorry.
Dylan has a pained expression on his face. This talk of the planes, just gives me a headache.
What does? The talk of?
The wizard, he was talking about the planes. I don't...
I love how Dylan still sounds all sausages.
Why don't you like the planes, Dylan? Are you from another plane, Dylan?
Stop saying planes. Whenever he hears the word planes, it just goes right into his head.
Don't say planes.
What word? Planes. Sorry, Dylan.
But I'm...
All right, don't think about it.
Guys, stop it. It's plainly a problem.
Planes. But it's plain to see he's uncomfortable by this.
Oh, that's a homonym.
Don't call me that. That's homophobic.
No. Wow.
It's really homophobic,
it's 2023,
Cody.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's actually fine if you say plain as in that
just
context.
Assume his gender.
He lifts his leg and does a wee. Although my mum's dog lifts her leg and she's a girl, so... Cool story, bro.
True story.
Planes. Planes.
It's just that place is full of it. I'm glad we're out of there. Oh, can we never go back, please? It's just full of planar energy, and it just sets me right off. His hair's just like gone from bristling to just being smoothed down, and he's like, oh, he has a shake.
I pat his head and tickle his ear. Oh.
He
was a good boy.
Oh, let's get going then. Yeah, Miranda. Yeah. Come on, let's do this. I don't wanna lose my bottle. Let's get this done. Yeah, revenge. Rah.
Let's kill a giant.
Yeah. The Road of Fortune is just the other side of the glass mountains.
Secrets fell out.
Just the other side of the glass mountains here, with its impossible geometry. You remember the impossible geometry? In fact, I wrote some words.
Like JD should be in charge of naming things in the real world? Because wouldn't like the M25 be better if it was called the Road of Fortune?
The M25
surely
legit,
the Road of Misfortune.
Yeah. Terry Pratchett, well, it might have been Terry Pratchett, it might have been Neil Gaiman, but wrote that it's like a symbol of evil.
That is.
So, were we in the ice crystal caves previously? And so we're walking down south.
But you can get to the Road of Fortune fairly easily, and we won't. Well, let's not beat about the bush. You know, you go there.
What is the yellow?
Marshall, beat
the yellow
bush.
Road.
Is that the Road of Fortune?
Yes. But it's named something differently for reasons.
For legal reasons.
I based this map on a Victorian board game called like Fairy Prince Chase or something like that. So a lot of the names are from that.
What fucking game did you mean? Fairy Prince Chase.
I was just looking for maps of Fairyland, and this game came up, and I was obsessed by it. So, like, it had loads of cool names, like the Waterfall of Forgetfulness, the Lake of Fire, the River of Darkness. You know, I added the Dragon's Den. I liked all the names that was on it.
All right, cool. So we're on the Road of Great Fortune.
Fortune.
I wrote some stuff and some junk to read out, so let's read out the stuff and junk that I wrote. You leave the impossible...
Follow the fortunate road. Follow the fortunate road.
It's legally distinct from anything.
Disney my own.
So you leave the impossible geometry of the glass mountains behind you, and beyond the last uncanny valley, you see the bright yellow of the Road of Fortune winding alongside Swan Lake. Remember Swan Lake?
I remember it clearly.
There we go.
Taller than Dean, isn't it?
I do remember we went there. There was some swans.
There was
a lake.
Is
that where I fought the post?
No, that was right at the start of coming into the fairyland. Feywild.
What was the thing with the swans?
Someone did an interpretive dance, and then you met the king and queen of the swans.
I'm just going
to see if we can hear this music on the...
You will definitely be able to hear that music on the...
It doesn't really matter, does it?
You just turn two knobs.
That's the volume on the...
That one, you turn that one.
That's the sound pad volume. It's got sound pad, so you
don't
can trigger laughter. It's fine. I mean, you can hear it, but...
Can you tell what it is? That's the problem.
Right. It's indistinct, like slow jam, grind.
Strangely, the Road of Fortune reverberates with a sound almost indistinct from renting garage in the different distance.
There's an elf party going on somewhere.
Somewhere in the distance.
Some elves are partying. Well, no, this is the after party. They've been partying all night, so they've got some chill jams on.
Chill jams.
Yeah, after sesh.
Yeah, but what every party needs is some security guards, right? So,
is it?
You sort of peek through the bushes, because like Miranda's like, all right, keep it cool. You peer through the bushes, and on the Road of Fortune, you see sitting imperiously on noble white steeds are three elven guards wearing royal livery and scanning with their keen elven eyes.
Show them your arrow.
Well, I could do, couldn't I? Oh, you mean show them my actual arrow? That's not a euphemism.
Yeah, the actual arrow. Okay. The one that says you're friend of elves, not your penis.
Aren't we fucking wanted? We're with the lost foundling.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a thing. Maybe I should throw my snake at them. And that's not a euphemism, I mean my
Why
staff.
Do we have the foundling? And why is she
We're trying to help her. She's a human. She's not meant to be here. She was kidnapped from...
She's human.
Yeah, she was kidnapped from the real world by the kidnapped. Evil queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
have we established the queen's evil? No, we have, haven't we?
Yeah. No, she's preoccupied. She's... you also know that... well,
and the foundling
she's
was
fleecing,
supposed to...
fleecing the poor gnomes.
Like. And it's hard work running a death camp.
Where's heavy? Where's heavy on the old conscience?
Where's heavy on the old conscience?
surely we could try to sneak, right? We could try sneaking. Is sneaking a good plan?
I can. I'm a rogue. Yeah? But I don't know about these two clumsy fucks.
I'm pretty fucking delicate.
You're a half orc.
Yeah, a delicate half orc.
So hang on. There's two. Elves or
three elves sitting on their steed, their bright white steeds.
One horse. Oh right, three horses.
Yeah. Okay. There's three elves on one horse.
They're only little, right?
No, elves are like 7 foot tall.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Elves are like Legolas elves.
But Legolas looks shorter than everyone else.
That's just
well,
perspective.
What than Gimli?
I don't know who Gimli is.
It's the dwarf. The one that looks like you. The one that literally looks like you in the films.
He does look like me. Yeah.
Well, he's more ginger.
Yeah, true.
And Welsh.
Try harder. Try harder to be ginger.
Be more ginger and Welsh.
I mean, I do try.
Do try.
All right, what are we going to do?
Who's courtesy this jacket?
Are we going to try and kill him? Are we going to
see
around?
I was hoping they were on one horse so I could levitate their horse, but that's not going to work.
Good idea. Hang on. I can
catch an arrow with this glove.
They do appear to be armed with both bows and sword and shield.
I could charm one of them and disguise myself. And
what if I use my axe?
Oh, can
I run towards them?
Yeah, here we go.
And chop them up.
This will be good.
Subterfuge.
Will, you can you have prestidigitation, don't you?
I do.
You
but
could
I'm
create
looking,
a distraction elsewhere. If
I'm
like
actually more looking at minor illusion.
Sexy, a sexy elf woman.
How far away are they?
Let's say they're 30 feet away from you.
So I can't do a sexy elf woman 30 feet away. With minor religion.
Yeah, but then we're assuming their gender and their sexual identity, though.
That is right.
Yeah.
That is right. And we're nothing but inclusive in this podcast.
We are.
Make Dylan look like a real sexy elf, and then Dylan can just sidle up.
Do that Bugs Bunny thing. And when they get close, you'll just hit them with a club or something.
Yeah, let's give that a go, Rosh.
All right, so...
We're going to disguise the dog as a sexy elf.
Oh, no. I'm not.
No, we're going to disguise the dog as whatever the seer finds sexually attractive.
Oh, I'm not, not trying to disparage your plan, but a minor illusion, you could just make the minor illusion. You don't need to cast it on me to make me look like something else.
Don't tell us what to do.
I know we don't have to.
I know you're a talking dog, but don't tell us what to do.
The point is more that we want to.
Okay, oh, I want to help out in any way. Okay,
I mean,
sorry.
To be fair, though...
Are you a good boy, Dylan?
Right, hang on,
are you a good boy?
He's got a point.
I'm the best boy.
Oh, there we
best
go.
Boy.
There we go.
He has got a point here, because how are we going to then get him out of that situation?
We do need him back.
We do. Yeah. Clearly, he's a non-player character and Jamie's got plans. that's why Dylan's telling
us
this
do
in
like
the
him
first
a lot.
Place, right?
It's fan favourite. What does it look like when Bubba conjures a minor illusion?
And this is particularly relevant because it is a saucy illusion.
A saucy, of course it is.
A saucy bit of sorcery.
I hate it.
No, you don't. You live for this.
I love it. Tell me about your
saucy
illusion.
My saucy sorcery. It's all based around a bit of fleece, okay? Bit of sheep's wool that I have put out of my bag, and I sort of take the full fleece and I kind of stare into it, and begin to make an incantation, and sort of it almost looks like the fleece is catching fire because these sparks start to come from it, and then it begins to twist and it begins to form into a sort of vague shape, and the shape begins to take on sort of a physicality of a moving person, and slowly begins to sort of move forward out of the bushes, and sort of walk towards the elves.
The vision of an elf.
Well, it's an interesting one, because the whole sort of conceptuality around the illusion is that it's in the attraction is in the eye of the beholder. So we know that it's a trick. So we're kind of seeing a physical form, and we're not being affected by that because it's specifically aimed at elves. So like as it moves near, is this too complicated?
No.
Illusion.
I'm getting is like they see the object of their desire.
Right.
That's kind of objectifying, isn't it?
Not the object of their desire, but what they find sexually attractive.
Okay.
So like for one of them it might be
a beautiful
they're literally sitting on a horse,
and one of them's very hard.
Yeah, for one of them it might be a horse, for one of them it might be like a beautiful woman, for the other one it might be a lay-by in Kent.
Good times in that lay-by in Kent.
Whatever floats their doggy boat.
Okay, but because I always forget about it, I want you to roll a wild magic surge. So roll a d20. On a roll of a 1, we roll wild magic surge.
18.
Okay, it's not a 1. Hardly ever comes up.
It's got a 1 in it.
It's got a 1 in it.
I think this kind of what happens is some kind of confused kind of amalgam of an illusion. I understand what you intended, but the result is maybe not exactly meeting your expectations. It's just some like sort of like half formed like nah. Sort of like, sort of like, you know, like it's got a bit of ear and a bit of hair here, and like you know, it's
kind of like kill it with fire.
Like the thing.
You just sort of walking along like kill me. I shouldn't be.
In fairness, all of the elf guards are fully distracted by this. What the fuck is this thing? They sort of get their swords and their shields out, ready.
And we do a run.
And we run past the back of them.
Okay.
We do a little loop around the back.
Could you all do stealth checks then, please?
Is that a D20?
Yes.
Yeah.
14.
19, bitches.
No, 19.
12.
Oh, right. And do I have
plus your stealth?
Oh, so I got 18.
Plus 2. I'm at 21. I got 21 stealth to go.
That tune properly triggers me still.
Did I win?
You all are very stealthy. Let me roll one for...
Am I the most stealthy?
Of course.
Unusually, yes.
In your face!
Unfortunately, something triggers Dylan. Maybe it's the horses or something like that, but you're all, like, sneaking past, and he just sort of, like, his ear perks up, and he looks around, and he just goes... like that, and covers his mouth and like.
I told you we should have been making Dylan the actual distraction.
Would that have
now
worked?
Now he's
better.
Fucking messing it up for us.
He rolled a 6. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
What's his plus? He's a dog. He's a predator. He should have a stealth for hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he have a plus?
He rolled a 6.
Yeah. Does he have a plus?
The games master is always right.
He's like.
But it's created
wolf,
a bit of intrigue.
Predecessor of wolf. Well, no. Post depressant.
The stealthy, all right, the stealthy wolf.
All right, I get all of my axes.
Oh wait! What happened though?
Well, the sort of the elves, the elf guards. They look round and they see you. They look back at this like strange amalgamation of a thing as well. But the guard, the guard captain, the queen's guard captain. She's like. The foundling! Get the foundling! And Miranda and Dylan just bolt towards the Swan Lake. What you see there as you get there, the Swan Lake, a serene, pristine, blue body of water, some nice reeds swaying in the wind, and you actually see two swans just sort of majestically just floating past. You know how they do. When the swans see you, they start moving their heads and their wings. Dylan is like, "Oh, I think I can understand what they're saying. They seem to be saying, jump in the lake, they said, and swim with the fishes." I don't think we have a choice though. Look, as the Queen's Guard captain, she's astride her horse 1 second, then she just turns to mist and teleports full 30 up to 30 feet, however long, however much she needs to teleport to be right on you. Stand down and release the foundling. She will come back to the Queen with us. And I may let you go with leniency.
I think we hit the lake.
Well, if she's on top of us, then...
In metaphoric sense.
Oh, right, okay. All right, let's run and jump in the lake.
Not that kind of party, Alex.
Literally 2 feet away from us, then you know, it's going to be difficult to turn around and run and get into a lake.
Difficult, but not impossible.
All right, let's all run into a lake. I go, "Oh, what's that?" And then turn around and run in the lake.
Oh, look, a badger with a gun.
she's like, "What?
What's a badger?"
She knows. She lives in Fairyland. She knows what a badger is.
Do they have badgers in Fairyland?
Do we need a distraction to get into the lake?
He's just given one. He's like, "Look over there, there's a badger with a gun."
Has that worked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we run in the lake.
Queens hate badgers.
Queen's Guard. I don't think the Queen's there.
Elves don't like water.
Queen's Guard hate badgers.
It's true.
Do elves like water?
Especially honey badgers.
I've never seen an elf go swimming.
No.
I've never seen an elf, but yeah. In TV things.
Okay. Miranda dives straight in. Dylan drives straight in. You all dive straight in. And there's a weird... You know, there's a splash, kind of, but you don't really feel it. In fact, as soon as you break the surface of the water and you're in the water, just everything seems to change. Your vision changes weird. You can see all around you. Swimming doesn't seem to be an issue at all. You feel free. You feel like at home. It's perfect. And everything seems right. And you look around, and all you see is four of them. Yourself, and there's four others, yeah.
So we've all turned into fishes.
Oh, we're fish.
We're fish now.
Oh, little fishies.
You go blub, 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 blub. Yeah, what kind of fish does Ups look like?
A dragonfish.
Dylan's obviously a dogfish.
I'm going to be one of those flatfish, like a plaice or something.
Like, like a flounder.
Yeah. No, a flatfish. A flounder's not a flounder. A flounder's round.
Yeah.
No, a flatfish, like a plaice. You know,
so, a bottom feeder.
Fuck you.
That's what they are. But they've got those cool eyes on the top of their head. Yeah. You're keeping a scan, keeping a look down. How about Marshall?
I'm going to be a Jewfish.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is there a Jewfish?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, listeners. We need to stop and just check that Mikey's not being horrifically racist.
Oh, I just want to see what a Jewfish looks like.
It looks like if you took a half orc and turned it into a fish.
Okay, we'll move on. Bubba?
It looks like an orc fish.
An orc fish. Just this hench fish.
No one's moving on without googling a Jewfish.
The Jew is googling Jewfish.
Jewgling.
Oh yeah, shit. Let's have a look.
I mean, I was ready to cut the Jewfish bit out, but
no, it's a thing. Look.
Oh Jesus, that's.
They're enormous.
Okay.
Where do you see them? What's their...
In the water.
Habitat? Yeah,
in the water.
Okay. All right. So it looks... Is it a serious tropical fish?
Yeah. It's looks basically... Like
West Africa and Senegal.
It's basically a giant grouper.
It looks like one of those fish that opens its mouth and then smaller fish kind of hide in its mouth and clean its teeth and stuff.
So these were on... So you know these from the islands because it's right the way from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to West Africa and Senegal.
Uh-huh.
Wow, there you go. You
for listeners' information, Mikey is from Senegal.
There are even suggestions that people think maybe Noah wasn't eaten by a whale, maybe he was eaten by a Jewfish.
How big are they then?
Noah?
No, it wasn't either. Jonah.
That's one.
Holy shit.
Fuck a duck. That man is huge.
I mean, that Jewfish isn't eating that guy.
No. Not in one bite.
No, but yeah, so they can get pretty...
Jonah. It was Jonah and the whale, right?
Jonah
and the whale. Job was something else, wasn't it?
That's not a Jewfish. That's a Gupa.
Goliath, grouper.
Edible?
I'm not sure, but yeah.
Otherwise, we'd have made them extinct.
It's a type of grouper.
Well, we've all learned something today.
Interest.
I'm going to be a giant squid, please.
Oh, okay.
That's not freshwater.
It's not a fish.
And it's not a fish.
Is that all right, Dungeon Master?
What can we make that's a bit like that? Maybe can we give him a cuttlefish? No,
make him a squid.
Cuttlefish is no, not give like him a squid, squid
with like a little oxygen
is
tank and
squid?
Things on so he can breathe.
This is a black Jewfish.
Wow.
Guys, come on now.
This is definitely getting cut out.
We're really struggling with this line of conversation.
Every fucking day is a school day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every fucking day.
That's what we come here for, to learn.
Dungeons and Dragons is
I'm
just
a
byproduct.
For catfish, man.
Okay, catfish. With the little quill. Miranda looks like because I totally didn't steal this bit from Sword in the Stone, but Miranda looks like.
I was
like,
just thinking when you were like, you all don't do the fish. I was like, it's Sword in the Stone.
So Miranda looks like, what was the character from Sword in the Stone? I saw his name the other day.
Merlin.
Madam Mim.
Merlin.
It was Scab or Fucker or no. Doesn't matter.
We've referenced a lot of Disney properties during this. I almost started to sing a song from Dumbo, but then remembered the racial connotation.
The Elf Queen lives in the Magic Kingdom, so yeah, I mean, it's next to the Epcot Center.
Wait a minute, what are we doing here then? Why don't we go and get ourselves on the old Galaxy's Edge?
It's a fucking hell. I mean, if it weren't so expensive, I'd
go to
there.
Harry Potter world.
Go Harry and. Rather walk around with shit all day in my pants.
That can't be arranged. This fucking guy.
I just can't stand Harry Potter. I don't know. Can't.
I've never been into it particularly. It's not captured.
Fucking
me,
muggles.
But people that like, I do like the term muggles. I often talk about muggles in relation to events.
Yeah,
the punters.
Yeah, all the people organising it that don't know what they're doing.
Okay,
we're fish.
Everyone looks surprised, but you swim off and across the lake.
No,
a flying fish.
Catfish is going down. Because you're going to bring up your whole saltwater shit again, aren't you?
Yeah, I will.
How do you know so much about fish then?
Because I'm an Aquarius.
We are Aquariuses.
I mean, you can't be into fishing. You live in fucking Southfield.
I live in a flat.
You know what I mean?
We are quite close to the River Wandle.
And
there's no fishing.
There's a big lake over there.
Oh, there's a heron.
There's a big pond.
There's a heron. But that heron eats condoms.
Not out of choice.
He's making a good go on a shopping trolley as well. Okay, so you take a little bit of getting used to, you know, your first tentative kind of flaps of your fins are, you know, send you off in spinning directions, but eventually did you not like flaps of your fins?
carry on.
No, you're fine. We're just laughing at shit.
Flaps. But then you get used to it and you're making good headway, you know, scanning around. Your fishy senses go off. You know, you have a feeling that the bigger presence, something is following you. Can you all do a spot check, please?
Oh, fuck, there's always a bigger fish.
I'm the biggest fish.
12.
A what check?
11.
What check are we doing?
A spot check.
That's not a thing. Constitution? No.
Perception.
Perception, right.
Spot check was an old thing, like, I don't know, I'm old school, what can I say?
15.
11 and 3, 14.
Mine's minus 1. Jeez.
Womp, womp.
11.
11, okay.
I mean, it's over halfway. Come on, that's got to count for something.
Well, it It's right on you. A big pike. Like
how
you,
much bigger?
Bigger than even then the super group of fish over there.
He's the size of a man.
No. You're a little fish.
Can I get a weight?
You're a hench one.
Jewfish are not little fish.
This one is.
I'm really struggling with that name. I'm sorry.
Hey, Kanye was a big fish. He was a gay fish. Where's Conway?
He was a gay fish.
It's the name of the fish. I can't help it.
Yeah.
You chose it. You could have helped it. There's so many other fish you could have been.
As the only Jew at the time.
You could have been a cockfish or something. You know?
We've done a learn. I didn't even know it was a thing. Like, that's... I'm
still not sure.
It's a public service. You're still not sure.
It's all right. We'll move on. But then this pike, you know,
when it plays back, Jody will just say a different word.
Yeah.
I'm a N-word fish.
N-word fish.
I'm a yacht fish.
And I'll choose someone like, I don't know, I'll get a clip of like Peter Serafinowicz or something like that. You know, some like deep timbre kind of guy.
I am a fish of Jewish heritage.
Okay. You know what pikes look like? They've got the underslung jaw with lots of sharp teeth. They're long
fuckers.
Yeah. Mm. They're nasty.
Mm. Yeah, we don't like them.
And it's right there swimming out of the murk towards you guys. What do you do?
I mean, I'm a fish. Can I pull out anything? Can I cast anything? Like, can I pull out the big magical sword and stab this fish?
All of your gear, or everything you were wearing, everything seems to have just been polymorphed into this new form. All right, you are a fish. Your only powers are fish powers.
Okay, fine. In that case, I am... I suppose if we're all small fish...
I wish I had chosen a more aggressive fish now.
If we all work together, little fish can overcome the big fish. Or I could just be a place...
You clearly know nothing about fish.
Hide under... I swim to the bottom and hide under the mud like a flatfish would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
You do that. Could you do a stealth check?
Um, 23.
Wow, that's a big number.
It is. I had to do some maths.
I couldn't find myself
for a minute.
Okay, Miranda and Dylan fish, for what it's worth, just zip off, and the pike seems to follow straight after them.
Fine, I go after the pike
on their fins, and you will speed along. Let's roll a DX. As you disturb the mud from your hiding place and like follow on from the pack that is forming this fishy underwater chase, the pike seems to notice and spins round fully and snaps its jaws at you. Could you do a dex saving throw, please?
Oh, dick saving throw.
I'm going to die as a fish. 16.
Its jaws snap in empty water as you easily spin away from it.
Hang on, sorry.
Is it more than 16?
Sorry, I was looking at my plus rather than the saving throw. Mine is 18.
Still a pass.
But a better one.
it snaps on empty water, and you spin off, and you're now with the pack, and it's again chasing after you. You're all swimming for your lives.
Can I swim with the pack, but below them at the silt level? Mm-hmm. And as I swim, I'm kicking up silt stuff as a smokescreen cover.
I like it.
Using my flat, wide sail body.
Absolutely. And it seems to be working. You know, you don't sense the presence behind you. And you sort of cast a glance back. Well, no, you've got funny fish eyes. It's not there.
Funny fish eyes.
But... Bubba, you're kind of distracted from the chase. You know, you're concentrating ahead and concentrating on swimming as fast as you can. Then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, some fishy instinct takes over. You see like a wiggling worm just floating there. Just, oh, it's so tantalising. Just seems to have come out of nowhere, this wiggling worm. It looks so juicy and tasty. Could you do a wisdom saving throw, please?
I shout at Bubba. Don't eat the worm.
Round of 20. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh. Critical success.
Although it is a minus one wisdom. So.
No, it doesn't count.
It's a natural 20. A natural 20 is a natural 20. It's the best roll you can ever make. So you're like, Bubba head takes over the fish brain.
Do you want to hear what I'm going to do next?
What's that?
So I can see he's flapping and the mud's going up. And I see a little glint. And it's a small piece of wire, which gives me an idea. So I grab the small piece of wire. And there's a stone that's a natural dish shape. And I throw the bit of wire into it and I cast levitate on the pike.
Okay. So... you can't...
I've got the wire, I've got the cup. What's the problem?
Oh, is that... Are those the...
That's the materials required.
The materials. Oh, you all... Yeah, okay. I'm going to allow it. Do a wild magic surge, though. Roll a d20. Don't roll a 1.
9.
Okay. 9. So you levitate the... Yeah, I mean...
Out of the water, so it suffocates.
I mean, it's terribly cruel on the pike, but you are...
It's trying to eat us, bro.
It's true. Your pike, Jody.
Yeah, I know. Terribly cruel of you to try a pike at us.
Trying to create some verisimilitude.
But life is cruel, and so are dungeon masters.
You have defeated my fish-based puzzle.
Congratulations. Nice.
Go team.
It's so nice being a fish, though. You might actually just give it all up and just stay as a fish, right?
No.
There's something in the back of your mind. It's like, this is
you're
going
to make us roll for wanting to stay.
No, for staying a fish.
You reach the end of the lake.
I don't mind staying a fish.
I'm all right with that.
I know. Marshall the Shady just wants a chill life. Like, he was happiest when he was hanging out in the VIP area of the club drinking Cristal vodka from the...
When were you in the club?
No, Marshall the Shady was. He was hanging out with all his cool friends.
Yeah.
Back in Gorka Morka.
You wouldn't know about cool friends.
We're your cool friends.
You are...
No, I'm his cool friend.
You are in my general vicinity. I'll give you that.
I'll give you that, lad.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I rolled an 18. What are we going to do with it?
Save it for later. Bank it.
Everyone saw it.
Next time
I have to roll, I'll just use that 18.
For the next challenge, you need to roll lower than a 17.
Bollocks.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
And it looks like we climb out of
Hello.
The Swan Lake into an Escher drawing. Too.
These drawings are all Roger Dean. Roger Dean did all of the Yes album covers.
Oh, right.
And I
remember you saying about that before,
I just got obsessed with looking at Roger Dean art. So, it was kind of the inspiration for a lot of these things. He is amazing. And I think his daughter's an artist as well. He does.
It'd be really funny if she did an album cover for a band called No. We like the Rob Zombie cover thing.
No. So I've changed the scenery that we're looking at now, and I've written some junk and things. A dark and foreboding river is crossed here by a mighty bridge. Oh, you leave the Swan Lake and you're normal again.
Whee!
Are we wet?
Are you wet? Well, that's a good philosophical question.
You said you felt a splash, but yes.
Yes. Can you see my dice?
I saw the yes dice.
It's maybe a sex dice, but it's my favourite D&D dice. Because it's yes, no, maybe. Someone asked you a question, didn't they? Maybe. It's not like lick. eyebrow.
I'm interested in the
I cast fireball at the dragon.
Sex
you lick
dice,
its eyebrow.
So like one's got lick or like rub or like, you know,
finger. Fist.
And then the other one has like, like eyeball, nipple, you know, bumhole.
Fist.
So you roll the dice, you're like, I'm going to lick your bumhole.
And yes. Then you, no. Maybe. I'm so sheltered.
I'll
live.
Always go after mouth.
Didn't even know.
Should always go after mouth, Will.
ATM.
After mouth. Okay, so beyond Swan Lake, actually, you've left the rolling green hills of Fairyland, that part of Fairyland behind you, and a dark and foreboding land is ahead of you, but you haven't yet crossed the River of Darkness. A dark and foreboding river is crossed here by a mighty bridge built of green gemstone which glistens with a sickly light. The dark water churns at the bridge's pillars and you see a path plunge into shadow on the other side.
So the bridge is made out of gemstones, green gemstones.
Do we not need
green
gemstones?
We need green gemstones. So let's just start hacking apart this bridge.
Can we? Is that an option?
I'll do it with my axe. I've already rolled an 18.
Are you
That's
rolling
a
sex dice?
No, I rolled 18 while you were away.
Oh, okay.
In the other room.
Yes, you can rub my nipple. I mean...
With your axe.
You can fist my mouth. No, wait.
Dylan looks... actually, it's a good idea, but it's risky. Hurry up. Your 18 is good. How much green gemstone do you want to gather?
18.
18? 18's worth.
Hang on. Can I not do something?
With a hack... A hack and a chunk and a sort of heavy impacts. You start to chip off bits, like, you know, smallish bits. Let's say dice sized little scraps, and sometimes smaller. Some green gem. Dylan's like, I really think we should hurry up. A couple of let's say a minute into this. You've got a good sizable pile of green gems at your feet.
That'd be.
However, you hear a noise, a sort of sloshing and slopping, as a grotesque troll emerges from the water. The algae slides off its scaly green skin, and a panicked frog rivets and leaps with a plop into the dark waters. This troll.
Eat that frog?
I thought you were going to say, can we eat the troll?
I mean, it's handy. We have to kill it first.
Should we kill the troll?
The troll, is large. It's a large beast, and it's humanoid. It has arms and legs and a face, but its long nose droops down over a sickly grin of sharp sort of.
Let's run away.
Or hook-like teeth. Join our party.
yeah, that's
but
what
he lives under a bridge, and we're taking his bridge apart.
So, be like, screw this bridge, man. You want to come and party with us? We know how to live.
And then he won't mind us dismantling the whole bridge.
Yeah, and then
is it actually his bridge, or does he live under it? I mean, who owns this
a
bridge?
A troll's just turned up. It might be completely unrelated.
To the bridge, a troll?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure trolls live under bridges. I mean, it's a bit of a stereotype, but I'm pretty sure it's a correct stereotype.
Hey, I'm all about stereotypes.
So this troll lives under a bridge then?
We're in fairyland. I mean, not all stereotypes. Fairy stereotypes.
Not Mikey's fish being tight with money.
It's okay, listeners. Will's Jewish. It's fine.
You know those fish? They just run the media.
Responsible for 9/11.
Luma fucking Nazi.
The troll climbs up the side of one of the pillars, plops onto the bridge between you and the other side, stares at you with evil red eyes. What are you doing?
I cast Charm Person.
Okay. Please read the description of Charm Person.
You must you attempt to charm a humanoid.
Oh, fuck, I said he was humanoid, didn't I?
Yeah. You did. Ooh. You can see within range. It must make a wisdom saving throw. Yes, because they're fucking dumb as fuck. And does so with advantage if you or your companions are fighting it. We're not fighting it. If it fails,
you're fighting his bridge.
No, we're not fighting the troll.
No, we're fighting the bridge there.
Yeah, but well, I'm not charming the bridge.
I'm chopping the bridge.
I'm not charming the bridge. I'm charming the troll.
You get an advantage if you're fighting him. So maybe just...
No, he gets an advantage.
Oh, does he? Yeah, no, we're not fighting him.
wait. It says if you're fighting it.
Yeah.
So we're not charming the bridge, we're charming the troll. So we're not fighting the troll, so the troll doesn't get advantage.
I've rolled with advantage.
Fuck you.
Was it a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah, wisdom saving throw.
What's the DC?
Doesn't say. Second. Mine.
DC 12.
Like a DC 12.
It's charmed by you until the spell ends or until you companions do anything harmful to it. The charmed creature regards you as friendly acquaintances. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed by you.
Oh, it's you. All right.
Hello, bruv.
It's cool and stuff, but your mate, could you ask your mate to stop?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. So, what was your name?
My name? It's...
Yes.
Maybe.
My name's... Not many people ask me my name.
What's your name, bruv?
My name's Gorbo.
Gorbo?
Gorbo. Right,
sorry, Gorbo. Really sorry about that. Excuse me, Frank, can you stop hacking that bridge, please?
You see...
I'm not your friend, buddy.
We could get him to join our party. And bring his bridge.
I mean, I haven't been to a party in so long.
Would you like to come to a party, Corbin?
You got to pay the toll, and I'm the troll who collects the toll. I'm the toll troll.
Nice. I like that. How much is the toll? Is it a green emerald?
What you got?
Got some green emeralds here.
it's malachite, actually.
Oh, okay, fine.
This is the malachite bridge.
Love it. Malachite bridge.
You don't want to go over there. No.
I've got some spoons.
It's horrible, mate.
Why have I got spoons?
Oh, wait, but
you play the spoons.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, Marshall plays the spoons.
Do we need to go over this bridge?
Yeah.
Well, we've got the green stones now. We just need to go back with the green stones.
No, we need to go and kill the giant king.
Well, that's
the we're over the bridge. He's over the bridge.
But we're going to kill the Giant King to get the Green Stones. We've got the Green Stones. We don't need to kill the Giant King.
That is a good point.
We need to go back with the Green Stones. True. So all we need to do is convince this troll to let us go with enough of these Green Stones.
I mean, he's charmed. We can just leave. That's fine.
All right, let's do that then.
Should we want to take him with us, though?
No.
I mean,
we've got 1 hour. Oh, no, hang on. It's.
He's not going to be charmed forever.
No, he'll be charmed for an hour.
And then he knows he was charmed after the effects end, right? Yeah.
And we've just randomly taken him up. He's going to be pissed.
Yeah, we need to do a runner, don't we?
Yeah.
Or else we're going to end up fighting a giant and a troll.
Gorgon. Is it Gorgon? Gorgo?
You're my friend. You can't get my name right. Gorbo.
Gorbo. Sorry, Gorbo. I've got a speech impediment. Please don't make me feel self-conscious about that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Thank you, Gorbo. Gorbo, you're a good man. We're really sorry for disturbing you.
Oh, it's okay.
So are we going to go and... Sorry, elbows off table. Are we going to... Fuck off the king then, and.
Well, do we need to kill the king?
Do we have enough green emeralds now to take back to the Ice Wizard?
Technically, they're not emeralds.
God, this sounds so
they're not
stupid.
Emeralds. They're green. It's green precious gems. You've got green. That's not a nugget, really. It's more of a splat. So we three in all the land can create the finest green. Who knows? Who dares to dream?
Okay, so they're not green emeralds. So we need to keep
going. It's malachite. Malachite is a precious gem. It might be... You don't know.
Okay, let's go over the bridge and go kill this big old troll. Not troll.
Not you, Gorbo.
Giant king.
And ideally in under an hour, so we don't need to deal with this troll.
Miranda's like... It sounded like you were about to welch on our deal there, you know... You guys are going to help me.
Back on the table. Let's go.
All right. It's fine.
We'll
just
okay.
Don't worry, Miranda. We'll help you out.
Hey, look. I was out of character.
Do you fancy a bit of an adventure?
Try for some character development. I'm sorry, I know you're my mate. I've known you for like 30 seconds. But it's not. It's my job. Like honestly, I've got to collect the toll.
Here's your toll for being such a great mate and for being really good at your job. And I give him 2 spoons.
No, they won't accept that. Back at head office. Spoons.
What does he need?
What you got?
Spoons.
No. Come on. You can do really good spoons.
I hand them to Marshall, and Marshall starts playing the spoons.
Look how good these spoons are.
Do a performance check. You've wasted your 18.
14
plus
charisma. I don't think you're trained.
Charisma.
Plus zero, I think.
Plus zero.
Yeah, he's a not
14. Yeah, it's comforting. Your heart's not in it, but you know, he's just like bang out some rudiments.
But to the troll though, to Gorbo,
but, you know, competently.
Does Gorbo find it good though?
Oh yeah, I'm not really into it.
You don't like music. very good. Being a troll and everything.
Oh, it's true because it's funny.
All right. How much is the toll?
What's that? What's that you got there?
That's my penis, and I'd ask you not to look at it. Please.
Well, we're such good friends. No. So.
I'm a girl.
You are a girl. Yeah.
Dragonborn females have penises now.
That's my tail. Yeah, stop talking about.
No, he points at the dagger, the fine dagger on your hilt.
Oh, hell.
Now, there we go. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, you can't have that.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to make him sound more cockney and less like Dylan.
I'm afraid we can't be giving you that. Let's find something else.
What is special about the dagger?
It's wicked sharp.
Yeah, but what?
And it's also got some magical qualities to it.
Which
it buzzed, are? It buzzed and hummed when we came to the Feywild.
It's also a +1 dagger.
Hmm. I'm not giving him that. I've got 10 rubies. How about I pull out a ruby? How about this big red ruby?
Oh, I don't know, mate. That dagger.
Bruv, I love you and everything, but I can't give you the dagger. Like, it's just not on the table.
Okay, well.
So let's find something else.
Let's find something.
2 rubies and a spoon.
No, come on, you're lowballing me now. Come on. We're mates.
What else have you guys got? I've given up all my stuff, eh?
he's your mate.
Yeah, but we're all crossing this bridge.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I've got some traveller's clothes.
I thought you were going to say traveller's
checks. What does that west shut? But if they get stolen, they're insured.
Can you magic up a fake bag of money?
Oh.
A prestidigitation.
No, we need some squid.
Yeah, no, but we just minor illusion up a fake bag of money.
Take a rock and turn
it
into
again.
Take a rock.
Minor illusion's a first level spell. So if you look at your spell sheet.
See that now we're going to get into a bit of the mechanics of the game.
You've got four slots.
And I've done 2 spells.
But you've done 1 second-level slot.
Why have I got three acorns? Why do I have 3 acorns?
You gave the acorns to the witch.
Oh, right.
The acorns are from the forest.
I can see used to have 2 acorns, but I no longer have
maybe
any.
You gave the acorns to the witch. Look.
Trolls like acorns?
Look, I'm going to level with you. We're dealing in magic weapons here, and I didn't want to really lay it on the line quite like that, but
it was a bit rude, to be honest. As friends go, it was a bit rude. I'm a little hurt by your attitude.
Can I minor illusion a spoon to make it appear magic?
Yeah, you can try.
It's a magic spoon.
It's not your spoon.
They're my spoons. I've got spoons.
You've got spoons as well. Everyone's got spoons.
Miranda sighs and steps forward.
You don't have to do this, Miranda. Like, it's fine.
She pulls out the singing sword.
Oh, that fucking guy.
And she sort of, you know, lays it across her hands like that. And she's like, will this do? And the sword is like, what are you doing? There's danger on the other side.
Please take the sword. Robo, please, Big Trollbang, Robo, my brother, now, take the sword.
Now we're talking.
There we go.
Okay, Miranda seems reluctant, and she pulls off takes off the scabbard from her belt as well. No,
keep the scabbard.
Oh, no, they're a pair. They go together. Okay.
Right. Yeah, the other one seems like a third higher.
Look, we need. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm like, I can't even sing into a tune.
Didn't she steal that sword, though?
Well, you know, the legalities of these things.
Yeah, I'm just saying it wasn't like some family heirloom. She stole it from the witch or something, didn't she?
She stole it from Blackbeard.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Blackbeard.
The guy, that really rapey guy that was trying to like marry her and several other people.
Yeah,
we cancelled him a long time ago.
He did beat Marshall twice in arm wrestling.
I hate that guy.
Hence cancelled.
I love the fact that like we all hate him because he's a rapist and like Marshall's just like, oh, fucking, he's got a strong left arm.
Okay, so, look, it's so great to see you. Like, honestly, let's not leave it so long next time, mate.
No. I'll pop round and see the family.
Where you been? Can we exchange numbers or?
Yes.
Yeah, here's my number. 5.
Eggham, 3.
Yeah. You have to press the 1 first.
Yeah, of course. 0, 1, 3.
Do you remember when they added the 1 to numbers? It used to be 07845 and they added the 1.
0344.
I do remember that.
Yeah, what didn't
it used to be like they added the 0 first and then they added the 1 in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, at some point. Yeah. At some point, there was just like, hello, Cambridge 4. That was how that started because there were just 4 phones.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks did
that. I remember when they added the 4 onto the beginning of like the Eggham number.
That's right, yeah, it never had that.
37930 and then they added the 4. So it's 4.
It's like new IP addresses, isn't it? They were going to run out of them, so they had
For London, ones used to be 0171, 0181.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then they were like, that's no good.
Yeah.
0207.
Yeah.
0208. I still don't realise.
And 0203 as well. Don't forget the 0203. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Anyways.
Numbers, right.
We're not as young as we once were.
I wish you the best of luck in all your endeavours, mate.
Like, thanks.
That's pretty mental.
All right.
When we get to the other side of the bridge, hack a load of that side off as well. It's really slow. He won't be able to get here in time.
He's like, nice to meet you all as well. He's like sort of sticking closer to Ups. Like, yeah, lads. And he does like sort of, he leaps off the bridge. Surprisingly, like delicately, does like a half pike and plops into the water.
Bye. Right, leg over the bridge.
All right. Thanks very much for listening to this latest episode of Centre of the Universe, as always. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. I hope you enjoyed this one. We're setting it up now, hopefully, for a big finale. The world's certainly working towards that. Need to book in our next recording session, but I'll definitely have one more episode before that coming out in a couple of weeks. Thanks to Dave for our awesome theme tune. Thanks as well to Dan for our artwork for the podcast. You can check out links to their work in the podcast description. I don't always ask this, but everyone does. So, yeah, please like, subscribe, rate the podcast if you're having a good time. Without further ado, I won't keep you any longer. I wish you all the best. And until next time, bye.